and seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. Welcome back to the working week. This is the Monday version of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, back after a long and very fun weekend. The Dow, the Christmas rally continues, although a couple hoes have come out of the ho-ho-ho so far. The NASDAQ starting to, I've seen some profit-taking there. And I'm seeing leadership in the market right now in the Bitcoin stocks. That's not a very good sign for a sustainable rally. But let's call it what it is. The Dow is up 219 right now, 233 call it, and it's well above 30,000 right now. It's at 30,434. The S&P is at 25. It's at 3728. It's kind of been hanging around in that 3,700 area for quite some time. And, of course, the Dow's been hugging that 30,000 area for quite some time. The NASDAQ is up 60, but starting to give up some of its early gains here. It's at 12,864 in its quest for 13,000. Will it get there? The Russell 2000 has gotten there. It's at 2,017 now. Small cap rally continues. A lot of speculative. It continues to be a very speculative rally in the speculative areas of the market. Crude oil is up 4 cents to $48.27. Gold is up $12.60 this morning to $18.95. Silver having a very good day. Silver's been pretty hot here recently, up 87 cents, $26.77. You got the bond market continuing to sell off here, 0.95. And Bitcoin's at 27,199, up 43 points today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we're back in the saddle again here. It will be a week very similar to last week. I want to say Thursday is a half day. Friday will be closed, celebrating New Year's Day. But between now and then, I would expect quite a bit to happen. This is usually a week where you see some tax selling. I got to believe that if people believe, like I do, that the capital gains tax is going to go up next year, well, they might be locking in some profits this year between now and the end of the year. But I continue to see a very speculative rally in the speculative areas of the market. That's not real healthy as far as sustainability of this current rally in the market. We'll pick it apart. We'll take it one day at a time, however. How did we finish off before the big four-day weekend, really? Well, the market was up a little bit on last Thursday, I guess it was. Boy, that seemed like eons ago. But we finished up on Thursday on a fairly high note, half day of trading. But once again, it was that very speculative area of the market. The NASDAQ was up 0.25%. The Dow was also up 0.25%. We did get President Trump did sign the relief bill. That was last night. The Santa Claus rally, which historically runs through the last five trading days of December and the first two trading days of January, looks underway, well underway, with the scepter of the government shutdown put to bed. Okay, there will be no government shutdown, doggone it. President Trump agreed in the end to sign the COVID relief and government funding bill, which looked uncertain as recently as yesterday afternoon. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still plans to push a new bill for $2,000 direct checks, up from $600 in the House today. But there are no indications currently that the bill would go anywhere in the GOP-controlled Senate. Well, that's another big issue that we face in the first week of January, isn't it? Right now, you have a GOP-controlled Senate. That is, unless it goes the Democrats' way in Georgia, in those two Senate races, that will also have an impact, more than likely, on future tax policy. Otherwise known as fiscal policy. Trump signs virus relief bill. It's $900 billion. He said he signed the bill to restore unemployment benefits. Let's not forget that. Those unemployment benefits will continue. The package also includes $1.4 trillion in spending to fund government agencies. If Trump would not have signed the bill, we would have seen a partial government shutdown beginning on next Tuesday. Well, the holiday season, shopping season is over. Now it's all about returns and more returns. Holiday retail sales estimated to be up 3%. 3%. This was an expanded holiday season, up 3% versus last year. Of course, last year we did not have COVID. This year we do. This is according to tracking from MasterCard. Online sales were up 49%. Does that surprise you? Online sales up 49% for an extended holiday period, tracking that ran from October 11th to December 24th. So I guess that's where it all begins now. Clear back on October 11th. Well before Thanksgiving, you start getting the Black Fridays and the Cyber Mondays and all this and that. Online sales up 49%. E-commerce accounted for 19.7% of overall retail sales, up from 13%. So one in five sales now done online. Amazon, Wayfair, Etsy made big market share grabs this year in retail. Home improvement sales were up 14%, with e-commerce sales up 79.7%. So even Home Depot and Lowe's are seeing their online sales really perk up. And I guess all that staying at home in the U.S. contributed to the apparel category being a laggard. Well, you don't need as much apparel to go out, do you? How many people are getting dressed up to go? My wife and I still love to get dressed up once a week and go out. She likes to wear a pretty dress and do her hair up and all this kind of stuff. Being a laggard, sales down 19%. Department stores like Kohl's, Dillard's, Macy's likely felt some of the pain. They felt a lot of pain for quite some time. Looking ahead at the department store sector, J.P. Morgan thinks Nordstrom is the standout stock to own in 2021. Well, good luck with that. U.S. is bracing for a post-Christmas COVID-19 surge. Well, how many families stayed apart during the holidays, despite warnings from health officials to limit travel amid rising COVID-19 cases in the U.S., more than 6.7 million people have passed through TSA checkpoints in the 7 days heading into Christmas. That is over a 3% increase for the same period through Thanksgiving Day last month. Well, it's hard to keep people apart. It's hard to keep families apart, especially for Christmas. In 2 weeks, the post-Thanksgiving COVID-19 surge led to a 20% rise in new COVID-19 cases, a 21% rise in hospitalizations, and a 39% jump in fatalities. So you continue to see COVID cases increasing pretty much across the board and across the world, the UK especially hard hit. But at the same time, the vaccine is rolling forward. In fact, there's going to be a new one more than likely approved this week. We'll talk about that in a moment. We had Thanksgiving, we had Labor Day, we had Halloween, we had then Christmas. Each one of these events brings a lot of people together and just gave the virus more fuel to move through the populations. Fresh concerns over another spike in case numbers emerge as a new COVID-19 variant detected in the UK prompted many countries to impose travel restrictions. Well, we seem to have some pretty good travel. I saw quite a few visitors here, especially from New York and some of the shutdown states, coming to South Carolina to enjoy a little sun and fun. A lot of New York license plates running around our neck of the woods over these past several days. Well, this is Bill Gunderson. We got a lot of individual stocks to talk about. Some that you've never heard before here on the show. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I see Apple's kind of leading the Dow and the NASDAQ. You know, Apple made that big announcement last week that they'll be getting into the electric vehicle business. I don't know, iCars, I guess. Well, you have to trade it in every year for the new model, the iCar 11, the iCar 13, the iCar 15X. Who knows? But it could be a very nice venture for Apple. If nothing else, I think it expands the multiple on Apple. In fact, since the announcement, Apple has gone from a P.E. ratio of 35 to 40. Okay, consider Tesla multiple of 360. Okay. So anyways, Apple hitting, it's butting up against its all-time high here today. And that's right where resistance is. We'll see if Apple can get through there. But I'm also seeing this NASDAQ rally out of the gate. It's fading. It's up 41, but the Dow up 279 right now. All right, let's see. What else do we have here in the way of COVID and other things that are taking place? U.S. bracing for a post-Christmas COVID-19 surge. I heard Dr. Fauci talking about that. You know, people getting together, going home, you know, spreading it. We'll see what happens. Global shares cheer on U.S. stimulus aid. And they finally got a Brexit deal. It's a very thin Brexit deal, but it is a deal nonetheless. Japan up 0.75% overnight, India up 0.8, London closed, Paris up 1.1%, but you did get the UK and EU did seal a Brexit deal after the markets closed on December 24th. It still needs to be approved this week by UK lawmakers before the December 31st deadline. And negotiations are going to continue, but they did agree to some things, okay? Some things are now done, and they can officially say we have a deal. The thin trade agreement may help solve issues in the worst affected sectors, such as farming and car manufacturing, but there are other big obstacles that can interrupt the flow of trade amongst the countries. Now, we have vaccines taking place, vaccinations taking place in Europe. They rolled out the corona vaccines on Sunday. They're behind us in the U.S. just days after Pfizer and BioNTech's coronavirus shot was cleared. What are they, 2 or 3 weeks behind us? Italy and France were among the first of the bloc's 27 member states to start inoculations. So hopefully we can put this thing down, this coronavirus, and hopefully this week, or next week, I guess it would be, as soon as January 4th, the UK is expected to roll out Oxford University AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. Let's see how AstraZeneca is doing today. Oh, pretty good pop, up 2.6%, up to $50 per share. That vaccine could be rolled out across Britain from January 4th, beginning on January 4th. So then you would have three, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Pfizer. And it seems like the UK, they have better access to the AstraZeneca one because that's their hometown company there that came up with a vaccine. China will surpass the U.S. as the world's top economy by 2028. And they're thanking coronavirus for speeding up that schedule of China passing us due to the contrasting recoveries. You know, is China telling the truth? That's my question. I do read the China Daily News and the China South China Morning Post most every day. They're claiming like across the entire nation of China, they have like 20 new infections. Well, does anybody really know? But they're claiming that they have had skillful management of the pandemic. China looks for average economic growth of 5.7% a year going forward. And at that pace, they'll pass us by 2028. In the meantime, have you been watching what's going on in some of these big Chinese stocks, particularly Alibaba? Okay, so this is a good testament to the reason of following your stocks very closely every single day and being vigilant. Alibaba was one of the great growth stocks in the world, large cap growth especially. Over the last 5 years, Baba has been growing at a rate of 29% per year. That's phenomenal for a $600 billion company. Well, it was closing in on a trillion here not too long ago. And now it's down actually to $600 billion. What happened? Well, you know what? I watch the chart every day of these stocks. I have trend lines. I have lines in the sand. And when things start to look a little bit ugly and look a little ominous, I have to make tough decisions. I don't sell all my stocks at once. I make a lot of small decisions. And I sold Alibaba quite some time ago. And it's considerably lower. In fact, where did we sell Alibaba? We gave up, pulled the plug. I didn't like what was happening over there. All of a sudden, Alibaba is out of favor with the Chinese government, right? He wrote some things that China took exception to caused me to sell my Alibaba back on August the 28th. So what, 4 months ago? I sold it at $258 per share. Today the stock is $221 per share. And the chart is horrible. Even though it has drawn back to even today, you don't want to run afoul of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, which apparently Jack Ma did. He had his Ant Group IPO pulled out from underneath him. That was going to be spun off by Alibaba. And he's got regulators cracking down on him for being a monopoly. In the meantime, other Chinese stocks being dragged down a little bit today. JD is down 3.4% today. Pinduoduo, which is one of the major competitors and I think a beneficiary. PDD had a phenomenal day on Thursday. It's down 5% today, but it was up about 9%. It seems to be on the other side of the street of this whole Alibaba sell-off. But that sell-off continues. It skids another, well, it was down 8% this morning, drawing regulatory heat from the Chinese government, the CCP. Well, let's find some stuff on the sunny side of the street when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I'm just looking at the my database here of stocks that I follow, which is now up to 5,594. I try to look under as many rocks as I possibly can on a daily basis. And of course, some of those securities in the database are ETFs and mutual funds, and just sorting them, doing a quick sort here, it looks like the Dow is being led by basically two stocks, maybe three: Disney, Apple, Exxon, and we'll throw in United Healthcare in the mix there. That's what's leading the Dow. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, right now, it tends to be the junkier side of things: American Airlines, Cintas, Booking, which is the old Priceline, Baidu, Expedia Group, Wynn Resorts, Ulta Beauty, Apple. Apple seems to be the centerpiece of both the Dow and the NASDAQ, the gains being made today. In fact, Apple is threatening here to hit a new all-time high. I continue to own Apple in both my premier growth and in my growth dividend and growth portfolios. But as you look at the leading individual stocks in the market today, it's Bitcoin, it's green energy, like small microcap type stocks. So it's not a very good quality Santa Claus rally here. Bitcoin surges through 28,000 before pulling back. And that Bitcoin Trust, GBTC, it hit a new high. It was hitting a new high. It's still at or near new highs, $30.87. That's the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, GBTC. There's also a Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, BITW. Now, that's not an ETF. It's just an index that's been created. I keep an eye on that. And some of the usual Bitcoin players: Riot, Blockchain, RIOT. That thing is surging today, up 24.5%. Is it a quality stock? Well, you know, Riot Blockchain, it was $1 last year. It's $16 today. Riot Blockchain hitting a new high, up 24%. Marathon Patent, MARA, another blockchain player, it's surging today. It's up 22%. And then you got a new player, Green Pro Capital. Make sure you write this one down. GRNQ. GRNQ is a $2.37 stock. It's up 84% today. Now, as of last week, they were operating and providing a wide range of business solution services to small and medium-sized businesses. This week, this company out of Hong Kong intends to set up a Bitcoin fund for investments. The company believes in the ongoing mass adoption of Bitcoin by banks, hedge funds, insurance companies, institutions, and endorses its belief that Bitcoin, as the world's most widely adopted cryptocurrency, is a reliable future store of value. So there you go. You got a new player in the Bitcoin surge, GRNQ. This is all worrisome to me. I got to be honest with you, to see these kind of stocks leading the market so late in this rally that began actually in late February, early April of this year. Now, there's another one. Wait a minute. ZKIN. Let's not leave them out. ZKIN, well, it's pulling back a little bit, but they've got something. I got to do some research into this. X Sigma. That's some kind of ecosystem in the Bitcoin line of business. But they have some former Google, Amazon, Ripple engineers on the team. X Sigma, little X, and then Sigma, blockchain, new blockchain company, ZKIN. Margin debt hits a new record. A warning for stock volatility ahead, with a question mark. Investors borrowed a record $722 billion against their investment portfolios through November. You know, what are they buying? I mean, blockchain, Bitcoin, solar this, hydrogen that. According to the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, exceeding the previous high of $669 million from May of 2008. The milestone is worrying for the stock market because margin debt highs tend to precede periods of volatility as experienced in 2000 and 2008. That's very troublesome. I was managing money in the year 2000 during the dot-com bubble when nothing could go wrong. As long as you had a dot-com after your name, you were just fine. You were going to have 100% growth per year for as far as the eye could see. A lot of those $300 stocks at that time ended up being like $1.38 just a few years later. That was 2000. Then, of course, 2008, it was people camping out overnight with easy money, getting a loan from the bank to buy a new home at a tract, a new housing tract, flip it. A few months later, make a quick profit, keep doing it again until it all came crashing down. The financial crisis of 2008. You know, I'm just saying, and I've kind of been, you know, kind of been leaning in this direction over the last several weeks in my newsletter. We've had one heck of a run since March, late March, early April. Look at the chart of the NASDAQ. Look at a chart of the Dow. There may be a time to just start taking some risk off the table. But then again, you know, you have to do it stock by stock. Would I sell my Apple today? No. They've got some new life. They've got electric vehicles in their future. The multiple is expanding. The stock is hitting a new all-time high. You have to take it one stock at a time. I can't emphasize that enough. Dividend stock. Now, here's the other side of that coin. While all of this activity is going on in Bitcoin and blockchain and hydrogen fuel cells and the latest electric scooter from China, dividend stocks and dividend growth stocks continue to underperform. Well, our dividend portfolio has definitely underperformed our growth portfolios this year. What's our hottest portfolio right now? Well, it's an indication of the signs of the times. It's the emerging growth portfolio. That thing has been on fire. Too hot to touch. Some of these recent SPACs have really sizzled. Meanwhile, you've got the dividend stocks, which compared to a blockchain SPAC seems pretty boring to a Robinhood investor. But, you know, it probably will come around again and come back to, if you look at the different ETFs this year, over the last year, most of your dividend ETFs are up about 13-14% this year, while your growth ETFs are up closer to 30% this year. So the contrarian would be saying, you know, maybe there's going to be a swing back to and growth versus value. Well, here's a big value ETF. Over the last 1 year, it's down 2.5%, while the growth ETF is up 30%. Growth versus value. High dividend yield has been the worst place to be over the last year, down 3.5%. So anyways, you continue to see this huge, huge divergence between the momentum, the lower quality, go-go stocks versus your traditional value slash dividend payers. And maybe 2021, we'll see the dividend payers outperform these momentum stocks. Take it a day at a time, a stock at a time. Okay, let's see. What else do we have? Solar winds. Yeah, you know, that's still taking place. The interesting thing was CrowdStrike, they tried to hit them before Solar Winds. CrowdStrike repelled the attack, while Solar Winds, they were able to get into and make quite a mess of those companies using Solar Winds. We'll be back with our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunnarsson. Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Our Dow holding on to its gains, 275 to the plus side right now. It's mostly Apple and Disney are leading the Dow. And over at the NASDAQ, I would say Apple, one of the big leaders there. I'm seeing a lot of the momentum names selling off right now. There could be, like I say, some profit-taking. With the end of the year coming up, there's a lot of tax planning going on. You've got a record amount of margin out there right now. And any kind of a scare in any of these momentum names, you know, all of that margin could amplify any kind of selling. As I look at the NASDAQ composite, yeah, I mean, it's American Airlines, Booking Holdings, Wynn Resorts, kind of contrarian plays, hoping that COVID gets better in 2021. But as I've said many times, these stocks were not very good stocks before COVID. And they've been run up the flagpole quite a ways. I certainly wouldn't be buying them here at this level. Well, I'm going to go with one that I have on my radar here. That just showed up on my radar. I do not own this stock, but I've had some pretty doggone good luck in the digital advertising arena. We've nailed a couple of really, really, really big winners in that space. And there's a stock that I've been watching, a company that I've been watching that is not public, but now it's going public. One of these acquisition companies is going to pick up a company by the name of Taboola. Not Taboolie. That's that parsley, bulgur wheat, olive oil, lemon juice, fresh tomato, a little bit of onion, maybe some mint. It's delicious and healthy for you. But this is Taboola. Taboola is an online advertising company mostly known for its Chumbox ads, which is a grid of thumbnails and captions which drive traffic to other sites and web pages. Well, I know what a Chumbox is. In San Diego, we didn't have Chumboxes, but we threw chum around the boat to attract the fish in closer to the boat. And Chumboxes, for instance, you're reading an article, and then all of a sudden at the bottom of the article it says, read here to see billionaire's top stock pick for the year. Something. Clickbait, I suppose you call it. Trying to bring you in. But, you know, they have access to 2.8 billion sets of eyeballs out there to advertise. And I like the people that are behind this recent IPO, which the symbol is IACA. It's Ion Acquisition. I don't own it. I'm looking at it. I put it on my watch list. I have a watch list that I go through every single day. But the people behind this were also involved in recent IPOs like Amwell. That's a digital health company, telemedicine. They were involved in Fiverr, which has been quite one of the biggest winners of 2020. Fiverr is a website where you can bid on and hire people to do work for you. And the similar people that brought those others, some of the same people, are involved in this latest IPO, IACA, which is going to end up being Haaretz newspaper out of Israel, as earlier this week reported, Taboola was interested in coming public via either an IPO or SPAC merger. The paper's The Marker later reported on merger talks with ION Acquisition. So we'll keep our eye on ION Acquisition, which is IACA. You know, I looked at one of the biggest movers in the market on Thursday. Was that Christmas Eve? Yeah. And it was a SPAC that had gone public. That's a blank check company. They have bought nothing, which this whole kind of fervor in these SPACs is very reminiscent to me of the year 2000 with the IPOs. Only back then, when the companies went public, you knew what they did for a living. You know how much money they were losing or not making. Here you're buying a checkbook. That's what you're buying. But it's the holders of the checkbook that matters. Who will eventually write the check? What business will they buy? I guess it's kind of like, you know, with kids and Hatchimals. They come in these little shells. You don't know which Hatchimal is inside. You got to crack the shell. You buy it sight unseen. Hopefully you get the popular one and not the guy with the frizzy hair. You know, that's the same way it works in the SPAC business. You kind of want the good one, you know, hoping that they go out and buy something. Well, at least you know now what IACA does. They're in the digital advertising business, which is a pretty hot business nowadays. How else do you reach 2.7 billion eyeballs? You're not going to do it watching an NFL game, not even the Super Bowl anymore. People are on computers, looking at laptops, etc. All right, well, we get ready. We wrap up 2020 this year. Crazy year. We've had a fantastic year. We've navigated it well. I'm not sure what 2021 will bring. I have some general feelings. I express those feelings. It's mostly based on numbers in my newsletter every week. You can see how we did in 2020 with our different portfolios. See which ones might be interesting for you to mix and match in your own strategy, whether you're in the wealth accumulation phase or the wealth distribution phase, living off of your investments. We have that. Anything in between. We'll be working this week. You can reach one of my advisors, talk to them, have them take a look at your portfolio. I think it's going to get a little bit dicier in 2021 after a pretty easy ride here since early April. Not for everyone. A lot of people missed it. We didn't. We were all over it. And I'm maybe looking to just lighten up a little bit here, but it depends on the stock. Okay. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or at GundersonCapital.com. Check out our newsletter. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.